some of you may know, I went down to New Orleans recently and interviewed some residents and activists of that devastated area. I plugged into the Common Ground Collective, and you can check them out at commongroundrelief.org. That's commongroundrelief.org. To close my show today, I'll have this 5-minute montage of those interviews.
We're not just down here for a couple months. We're working here to make this into a permanent clinic here in the community that's run by community members and controlled by community members. And it's a long process, and it's going to take a lot of effort and a lot of money, so folks want to help out. This is a place to do it.
Of all the problems of racism and classism that were existing down here before, what happened down here was a whole series of human rights violations against people of the Gulf Coast was perpetrated by the city, state, and federal governments in conjunction with many national and international-based relief organizations.
That lack of organization from the government and what they're kind of where they're falling through, what you've seen where they fall through at?
Well, from what I've seen, it seems to be very bureaucratic in terms of getting supplies to any of the relief centers. You have to be able to prove your ID of residency. You need to prove that you're from the area, and most people have lost most of the paperwork since Katrina and Rita hit, that they don't have the proper paperwork to provide to show that they're a resident. And without that, and you go to a federally run relief center, your chances of getting supplies are next to nothing.
It's a class war that's being waged down here, and that folks around the country have to remember that just because, you know, CNN or Fox News is saying, oh, all services are 100% open down here, that's a crock of shit. I mean, you walk around and is it, you know, 10 square block area, and you'll see that, you know, half to two-thirds of the businesses still aren't open. And it's a matter of blatant lies being perpetrated against the people of New Orleans, saying, oh, they're all hunky-dory now, where there are whole neighborhoods that don't have power, that don't have water.
A friend of mine that works for Palestine Indy Media, that has been in Palestine for long periods of time, repeated visits, said that she felt like this was Palestine. Between the military checkpoints and the curfews that would change on a whim of the authorities, the curfews, you'd get a different answer whoever you asked, because there were no military, there were no police here, in some places for the first 3, 6 to 8 days, depending on what specific neighborhood and who you ask. There was none of that presence on the ground. And then as soon as the military was here, they were acting like the checkpoints were necessary to keep out looters. I was like, you missed the boat, you're too late, you're lying, you're hypocritical, you're just wrong.
It's really important that people get down here if they can. I mean, I know everyone's busy, I know everyone has a lot of things they need to do with their time, but this is a place where people are needed. I know that the Red Cross and FEMA are saying they don't need more bodies, and the reason that they're saying that is because they don't want people coming down here. They don't want people to know what they're doing. They don't want people to see the atrocities that are being committed every day. They don't want people to see the damage. They don't want people to really realize the war that's being waged right now, the war for New Orleans that's being fought.
I spent a long time researching who the owners were. I come back down here, and I'm told one of the women who wasn't at our meetings had been intimidated to force to give over her key, and her 4 children were out on the street, and she was crying. And we can't get in contact with that woman. We wish we could. So here we've got these landlords that are going around the law and certainly going around what's right and bullying, intimidating, bluffing people out. They've already got construction crews over here, contractors, all these things, and they're telling 75-year-old women that they might get hit by trucks. It's just, you know, veiled threats, and it's just unacceptable.
Around here, I look at an apartment, they say $1,000 for deposit, $1,000 for rent. I am a person clean houses. The people not come back yet. I don't have enough money for pay that apartments. Very expensive for me. I don't have place to go.
The need is still here, even in Algiers, where a lot of the community businesses aren't open, and it's 100 times fold that in huge swaths of this town, like in the 9th Ward, where almost nobody's back because there's no infrastructure set up there. So thanks again for all your efforts, and Common Ground's an awesome place, and I hope people get a chance to come down and check it out, and at least check out the website at commongroundrelief.org.